The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
The Federal Reserve raises interest rates again and leaves the door open for more hikes.
While another unusually large increase could be appropriate at our next meeting, that is a decision that will depend on the data we get between now and then.
How that could ripple through the economy. And Facebook parent Meta reports its first ever revenue drop. Plus, how to take back control of your Instagram feed. It's Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that move the world today. The Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point today in an attempt to tamp down inflation that's running at a four-decade high. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said more hikes could be coming down the line, but didn't give clear numbers. We'll have more on what's in store later in the show. Stocks rallied after the Fed's announcement, carrying on an upward swing after better-than-expected earnings by Microsoft and Alphabet. The S&P climbed 2.6%, the Dow was up 436 points, or 1.4%, and the Nasdaq finished the day up 4%. Facebook's parent company Meta posted its first drop in revenue in the last quarter, but grew its user base. The company reported $28.8 billion in revenue, down almost 1% from a year earlier and below Wall Street expectations. Net profit also fell for the third quarter in a row. The company has struggled to adjust to an upheaval in the digital ad market, soaring inflation, and growing competition from TikTok. Still, Facebook says its daily active users rose to 1.97 billion and defied analyst expectations. Boeing said its quarterly profits fell while it waits for approval to resume deliveries of its wide-body 787 Dreamliner planes. It has more than $25 billion of the planes in stock, but executives say they expect regulators to sign off on them soon. The aircraft giant also ran up large costs on its Starliner space capsule and a refueling drone used by the U.S. Navy. Boeing is still recovering from twin crises, the grounding of its 737 MAX plane after two fatal crashes, and the pandemic hit on air travel. After months of negotiations, Spirit Airlines has ended a merger agreement with Frontier. The deal was worth about $2.9 billion in cash and stock. Spirit says it's continuing discussions with rival JetBlue, which is offering about $3.7 billion in cash. If that goes through, the result will be the fifth largest airline in America. The Senate has approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research and the U.S. semiconductor industry. It's on its way to the House, where Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. The bill creates a $39 billion fund to provide direct assistance for the construction and expansion of semiconductor factories. The bill's been in the works for more than 3 years. Competition with China and chip supply bottlenecks during the pandemic have boosted support of the bill, but opponents say the tech industry doesn't need such large subsidies. President Biden says he's recovered from COVID-19 after testing positive last week. Biden, who's 79, took Paxlovid medication from Pfizer. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in light of two negative antigen tests, Biden could stop his self-isolation, but he'll have to wear a mask for 10 days when he's around others. And there's new hope for a cure in AIDS research. Two HIV patients are the latest in a small group that appeared to have beaten their infections. A 66-year-old man in Southern California, who also had leukemia, received a stem cell transplant containing a rare genetic mutation that blocks HIV infection. The transplant seems to have sent both the leukemia and the HIV into remission. The second patient is a 70-year-old woman from Spain who stopped antiretroviral drug therapy more than a decade ago. Her body kept HIV in check with two types of immune cells the virus normally suppresses. Researchers say these cases could help them find new treatments for HIV. Coming up, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates again. What can consumers and investors expect next? We'll get to that after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
The Federal Reserve lifted its benchmark interest rate today by 0.75 percentage point. It's the fourth hike this year as the Fed tries to counteract a hot economy. Chair Jerome Powell says he thinks it's still possible to cut back inflation without triggering a recession.
We're trying to do just the right amount, right? We're not trying to have a recession, and we don't think we have to. We think that there's a path for us to be able to bring inflation down while sustaining a strong labor market. As I mentioned, along with, in all likelihood, some softening in labor market conditions. So that's what we're trying to achieve, and we continue to think that there's a path to that. We know that the path has clearly narrowed, really based on events that are outside of our control, and it may narrow further.
Joining me now to talk about this is Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Derby, who covers the Fed. Hi, Michael.
How you doing today?
Doing fine. Tell us about this 75-point rate hike. Powell seemed to indicate that another one might be coming after that. What did we hear?
Yeah, so today we heard more or less what we expected to hear. The Fed did its 75 basis point rate rise that they pretty clearly telegraphed was going to happen ahead of time. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell definitely drove through the message throughout the press conference that this is aimed at lowering levels of inflation that are much too high in the Fed's point of view. He still is fairly confident that the Fed can do this without causing a recession, which, the question of whether or not we're in a recession turned out to be a very big part of today's press conference. So the Fed is still, pressing forward on its effort to get inflation down and thinks it can still achieve it with what they call a soft landing.
So Powell has talked about that soft landing a lot to reduce inflation without triggering a recession or a lot of unemployment. We just heard him say that path has narrowed to get there. What does he mean by that? And did he give any indication of where we are on that path?
So Chair Powell believes that we are not in a recession right now, based in part on the strength of the labor market. We still have very low levels of unemployment. We're still getting good levels of job creation. And that's just not something you usually see like in an economic downturn. But, he does recognize there's market sentiment, a lot of surveys of future expectations. There is a lot of, kind of bad feeling about the outlook. And there's a lot of uncertainty about just how much of a, hit the economy took during the second quarter. So, he knows that, there are certainly still risks that the economy could fall into recession, but he doesn't seem to think that that's still a likely thing that's going to happen.
So we're going to keep on getting more readings on this economy as we go forward. Tomorrow, GDP data is out. A lot of economists are looking at that data as a sign of recession. And what did Powell have to say about that?
GDP is a very backward-looking measure a lot of the time, and it gets revised a lot. And so a bad second quarter number is not necessarily like doomsday or anything like that, because, again, it could be revised and changed a lot over time. And I feel like I should also take the opportunity to say right now, there's a lot of people out there who think the idea of a recession is two negative quarters in a row. And that is actually not what the official definition of a recession is. So the official definition of a recession is done by a group called the National Bureau of Economic Research. And it's a much more nuanced definition that tracks a broad drop in activity across a whole range of measurements. And so those are the guys that will make a definition of whether or not a recession has happened. This two negative quarters in a row thing, that's not a recession. And many economists believe the NBER would not even call a recession if you had two negative quarters, if you still had the kind of job growth that we're seeing right now.
So back to today's hike, 75 basis points. What will this mean for consumers?
In theory, it should mean that a lot of real world things will get more expensive to do. If you have a credit card balance, if you have things like that, that should go up. Mortgage rates may get more expensive as sort of Fed policy changes propagate themselves through the financial system. That's what's supposed to happen. By making credit more expensive, they want to slow the economy as a means to lower inflation. So that is kind of a real world thing that you would expect to see from today, although it's a little complicated because, a lot of people talk about a lot of, the sort of end state of monetary policy is already priced into markets. So, this may be more a matter of the Fed ratifying what the markets have already done. So it's a little hard to say if your credit card is going to get more expensive.
In previous Fed meetings, Powell has given pretty precise indications of where he's going in upcoming Fed meetings. Did we hear that today? I heard for sure there was an end target for the year, but did we hear about specifics for the upcoming meeting?
So importantly, the Chair Powell did not take a 75 basis point rate rise of the sort that we've seen in June and July off the table. But he said that, you know, he was much less clear about, you know, saying what is coming, in part because, you know, there's a lot of data between now and September. And the chair said, you know, future decisions will be meeting by meeting. So we did not get the same sort of clear guidance that we got, you know, in at the prior Fed meetings and also in, you know, in comments officials have made in between, you know, public comments that they've made in between meetings. Both the Fed statement and Chair Powell said that more rate rises are coming and that they're still looking to get the monetary policy rate between 3 and 3.5% by the end of the year.
All right. That was Michael Derby. He covers the Fed for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And finally, if it feels like your Instagram feed has been full of strangers lately, you're not the only one. Users are seeing more ads and loads of short video reels from creators they don't know or follow, similar to the looped videos on TikTok. It's sparking a protest. Almost 200,000 people have signed a petition on change.org to, quote, make Instagram Instagram again. Despite the pushback, Instagram says the app needs to evolve with the changing world. WSJ personal tech reporter Maddie Ellis says you can't opt out of the changes, but you can take back some control.
When you open the app, you see your Instagram feed. But now, when you click the Instagram logo in the top left corner, you'll have the option to either access a following feed or a favorites feed. So the following feed will just show you everything that the people you directly follow have posted, and it will show it in chronological order. So kind of going back to that OG Instagram signature chronological order timeline. And then the favorites feed allows you to select up to 50 accounts. So it can be family or close friends or people that you really admire. You can star them as a favorite, and then that feed will only show you the content from them.
And that's what's news for this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.